Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday, December 25th edition of the MBOB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you through the latest in the world of MMA in today's Merry Christmas special edition of the MBOB Daily Podcast. Guys, Merry Christmas, seriously, for me, from everyone at MBOB Daily and the website. We really appreciate just the support for this, for the website, for the podcast. It's actually the best year our sites did, and I've been part of the MAOB since 2012. So that says a lot. Just wanted to really say thanks to everyone, all the readers, all the listeners. Really appreciate it. Thanks to Cole for joining me as a podcast host. And thanks to Nick Likas for hosting the podcast and for allowing me to do this and talk about MMA and doing what I love. So I really appreciate it, guys. But yeah, really, it all comes down to you guys, the listeners and the readers. I truly appreciate the support. We're growing the podcast. You know, I've been doing it since May. It's been going well. I really want 2020 to be a big year. So I'm really excited about what the New Year's has in store, but this year was a really good year. And once again, just Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you guys had a great Christmas, really. For us, it's about 10 a.m. right now in Toronto. So we just did the presents. I did really well this year. I'm pretty happy about it. You know, I did really well, but it, you know, Christmas for me is like about seeing other people open their presents and see the reaction on their faces. That's what really makes me happy. But of course, it's always nice when you get some nice presents yourself. So hope you guys did well there. And then of course I'll be doing a family dinner later on. And I don't know if you guys are going to be with your families or by yourself or with friends or whatever, but regardless of what you are doing today, I really truly do hope that you have an amazing day, because Christmas only comes once a year and it really is a special day. All right, so there is some MMA to talk about. Not a lot, but definitely a little bit, and I want to do a short podcast today. I don't like skipping podcasts, so even though it's Christmas, I still want to get out of the way. All right, so there are a few fight announcements I want to get to, but before I do that, I want to get to something I did for BJPenn.com yesterday. It was a top 10 list, my top 10 list of the top 10 fighters of the decade, so from 2010 to 2019. Now, I even said at the top of this list, it's highly subjective. You guys can argue with me. I love the arguments, actually. I love the criticism. It's fine with me, because this is a list that's subjective, so anyone can choose their own top 10. If you go to my list, there was like 20 fighters I had as part of the honorable mentions. Like, it's really hard to do a top 10 list. There were some amazing fighters this decade. Like, if you go back to 2010 to now, there were so many good fights, so many accomplished fighters, so many guys that, like, were flashing the pans that looked good for a while, didn't end up on the list, or guys that were good for a short period of time, didn't end up on the list. So I put together my top 10 list again. It's at BJPenn.com, but I do want to talk about it today, so I'm going to start with number 10. And I should mention, like I said, there was 20 honorable mentions. So, you know, there could be some fighters that you believe that should be on this top 10 that are probably not honorable mentions, although I'm sure I missed a few guys because there were a lot of fighters to go through. So anyways, number 10 on my list, I had Chris Cyborg. And she would have been a lot higher, but the loss to Manny Nunes knocked her down a few pegs for sure. But still, 13-1 and 1-0 contest during the decade. That's a great record. Most of those wins by knockout. She was the UFC featherweight champion, the Strikeforce featherweight champ, and the Invicta FC featherweight champion. So she was a triple champion. Now she's in Bellator. She's looking for a fourth title. So she had a great decade, no doubt about it. But again, the loss to Nunes did knock her down a few pegs. Had she won that fight, I probably would have put her in the top five, no doubt about it. So still number 10 on the list, and I think that's a good spot for her. Number 9, I had Jose Aldo, and this is another example of like someone who kind of fell off a little bit. I had him at number 9 here. He would have been in the top 5, but the last few years were not kind to him. Still a 12-5 record in his decade and a ton of good wins at the beginning of the decade. A lot of people are going to forget about, but I didn't. He started off the decade by being a WBC featherweight champ and then the UFC featherweight champion. He defended that belt 7 times, plus 2 title defenses of the WBC belt. So 9 title defenses, because honestly, it was the same title. And he had some crazy fights, like the Mark Hominick fight, UFC 229. It's crazy looking back now, guys. Like, that's unbelievable. I remember being there for that fight. That was the first MMA, like the first UFC event in Ontario. And I remember how crazy that fight was with Hominick, had that huge hematoma on his head. So yeah, that was amazing. And the 2 fights with Chad Mendes, and of course, headlining the first WEC pay-per-view, WEC 48. So yeah, I had to put Aldo on the list a little again. He did tail off at the end. You just can't forget what he did for the first half of the decade. It's just too important. Number 8 had Amanda Nunes. And a lot of people say she should be higher, but for me, like, she had a couple of bad losses at the beginning of the decade to like Alexis Davis, Sarah Dalio. Those losses do hurt her a little bit, but no doubt about it, she really finished the decade strong. Double champ in the UFC bantamweight featherweight championship, 12-2 inside the UFC, great wins, Cyborg, Ronda Rousey, Miesha Tate. So she absolutely deserves a spot on this list. She could be higher. I put her at 8, but I could have seen her a little bit higher here, but definitely a great decade for Nunes, and looks like she's going to be a dominant champ for a long time. Next up, I had GSP at number 7, and he went 7-0 in the decade. So a really good decade for GSP, undefeated, but he only fought for like half the decade. That's the problem with GSP. He would have been way higher. He probably would have been like arguably number 1, but he retired twice. So he did win 2 titles. He was the UFC welterweight champ heading into the 2010s, defended the belt 6 times, and also beat Michael Bisping at UFC 217 to become the UFC middleweight champ. The problem with GSP's fights, not a lot of finishes, which I do give him a little bit of criticism for. And also, like I said, he retired twice. So other than that, like, he would have been higher than the list. But still, he had some amazing performances. The Bisping win for sure in his comeback fight in 2017. After 4 years away, the Johnny Hendricks fight at UFC 167, that was a crazy fight as well. So he had a really good decade, but it could have been even better had he not stepped away from the game twice. Number 6, I had Demetrius Johnson. And again, this is another guy you could argue could be higher on the list, and I wouldn't really doubt your argument because he's great. I mean, look at his record in the decade, 22-3-1. That is an incredible record, an amazing record. He had obviously won the UFC flyweight championship. I was there again for that fight. That was UFC 152 in Toronto, Jones versus Vitor Belfort. He became the first ever flyweight champ when he beat Joseph Benavidez in a great fight, and he went on to defend that title 11 times. The only problem with Johnson is, like, he wasn't able to win over the fans, which I do think, you know, for this list, it's not just about being dominant. It's also, like, what they meant to the sport and their significance to the history of MMA. So DJ for sure is up there, no doubt about it. But I just feel like there's a few other guys that did a little bit more, a few other women too, that did a little bit more for the sport. But still, an amazing decade for sure. 22-3-1, you can't really argue with that. UFC flyweight champion. He just won the one championship flyweight Grand Prix, which also counts for something. He had some amazing wins. 2 wins over Benavidez. The knockout win in the second fight was crazy. The submission win over Ray Borg, knocking out Henry Cejudo. So even though he had a couple losses in that time, he still had an incredible decade and also was part of the first ever trade in MMA history. So that is significant as well and deserves to be mentioned. Number 5 ahead, Khabib Nurmagomedov, 21-0 during the decade. So that's amazing. 28-0 overall in his career, but 21-0 in the decade. So that's amazing. And here's the thing about Khabib. He didn't fight between 2014 and 2016. He was hurt. Imagine how good his record would have been had he been healthy in his prime during that time. Would have been probably like 25-0. So Khabib is right up there. He's one of the most dominant guys in the world for sure. His best win, probably Conor McGregor at UFC 229. Also beat Michael Johnson. And he became the new Russian star after Fedor Emelianenko kind of tailed off at the end of his career. And, you know, Fedor is someone that I didn't even consider for this list. And I love Fedor. He's one of my favorites of all time. He didn't deserve a spot on this list at all. He just didn't have a great decade. He had a couple nice wins in there, but not really. The same goes for Anderson Silva, another guy that is one of the greatest fighters of all time. If you ask me to name the top 10 fighters ever, I'd put Fedor and Anderson on that list, but I wouldn't put them on for this decade. So some people were saying they should be on this list. I don't agree with that because they just didn't have a great decade. So again, you know, there's going to be fighters that you guys are going to think shouldn't be on this list, and I would accept those arguments, but to be on the list, but Fedor doesn't deserve to be on it. Khabib does, though, for sure, and Khabib is number 5 on my list. And number 4 is his teammate, Daniel Cormier, who had an amazing decade as well. 21-2-1 no contest, like a really underrated decade in some ways. He could have been even higher on this list. Double champ in the UFC, heavyweight and light heavyweight champion, not to mention the Strikeforce heavyweight Grand Prix champion. So he had an amazing decade. Obviously, the win over Stipe Miocic, UFC 226, that was insane. 2 wins over Anthony Johnson, light heavyweight. And, of course, beating Josh Barnett in a really good fight back in Strikeforce. So he had an incredible decade. It's amazing how much has happened in the last 10 years. It really is. Like, I remember watching that Grand Prix, like, I think it was 2011, 2012. It seems like a long time ago now, but it also seems like yesterday, too. So he had a crazy, crazy decade. The only thing that keeps him really from the elite of this, like the top 3, top 2, is the 2 losses to John Jones. 1 was a no contest, but I'll talk about that in a few minutes. Next up, Ronda Rousey at number 3, 12-2. So not the best record, but there's no doubt about it. Ronda Rousey was the most significant female fighter in the sport for the last decade and also in MMA history. No doubt about it. You know, I'm not even really a fan of Ronda. Like, I never really liked her personality. She was a really good fighter. Like, her submission skills were beyond amazing. Like, don't get me wrong. And she did show a little bit of knockout power times, like the Betch Correa win. But really, it came down to her submission ability. Misha Tate, Katzengano, lots of other women. The only problem with Ronda was she only really fought for the first part of the decade, and then she retired. But still, what she accomplished in, like, less than 7 years was insane. Like, really was. Obviously, the 2 losses to Holman and Nunez, they got to be mentioned here. I just feel like she did so much for the sport and so important to MMA and the history of the sport that she had to be really high on this list. I would accept the argument that she should be a little bit lower for sure, just because her record isn't as good as some of the other fighters. Like, you know, 12 wins is great, but DC has 21 wins, for instance. But still, I just think her significance to the sport really earned her a spot high on this list. And now it comes down to the top two. And to me, this was a tough one to pick, but I went with John Jones for number two. And if you asked me at the beginning of the decade, he would have been easily number one. Honestly, if you asked me a couple of years ago, he would have easily been number one. And he had an amazing decade. 16-0, won no contest, became the youngest champion in UFC history when he beat Mauricio Shogun-Hua at UFC 128. And he had 10 title defenses at light heavyweight. He had some amazing wins, the DC knockout win at UFC 214. And of course, that insane fight with Alexander Gustafsson at UFC 165, which in my opinion is one of the greatest fights of the decade. I probably will be doing that list, by the way, for the top 10 fights of the decade. That's going to be up there for sure. Probably top three, I assume at least. But the problem with John Jones was a lot of stuff outside the octagon, especially with USADA, and that knocked him down one peg on my list. He could easily be number one, and I would definitely accept that argument. He really does deserve to be at the top of this list. But again, I can't ignore the failed drug test. It's just hard to ignore them. Even though I'd like to believe that he, you know, was telling the truth about this stuff, it is hard to ignore the fact that he lost his belt a couple times there. So still an amazing fighter, don't get me wrong. And as far as what he did in the octagon, it's insane. But the stuff outside the octagon, I think, has to knock him down a little bit on the list. And that's why I went with Conor McGregor for number one. And again, you know, he had some stuff going on outside the octagon as far as like legal matters and criminal matters and stuff, but he didn't have the drug testing issue. So I did think that he could get like a little bit higher in the list than John Jones. And again, that's, you know, that's highly subjective. I mean, if you want to go with John Jones for number one, I think that's a good pick. I really do think it's either Jones or McGregor. I don't think you can pick anyone else. I know some people have picked Ronda Rousey. I understand the pick due to the significance of what she did for the sport. But I just feel like what they did in the cage, it's either Conor or John Jones. And Conor actually had more wins than John Jones this decade, 18-3 record. Of course, a few of those wins were Cage Warriors earlier in his career, but still an amazing win, amazing decade for Conor McGregor. And to me, I have it number one because he changed the game. He changed what MMA was. It became a bigger sport with Conor McGregor. He was a spectacle. He was just a legend, a living legend. He still is. He's still fighting, which is crazy because he's been through so much in the last decade, inside and outside the octagon. First champ in UFC history. First fighter to hold a lightweight and featherweight belt at the same time. Amazing. And some of his wins were so insane, like the knockout win over Aldo in 13 seconds, beating Eddie Alvarez to a pulp at UFC 205, and the two legendary fights with Nate Diaz. Plus, you got to keep in mind the boxing match with Floyd Mayweather. I know he got smoked in that fight, but still the fact he was able to get a boxing match with the greatest boxer arguably of all time and make millions and millions and millions of dollars is amazing. So I know a lot of people aren't a fan of McGregor. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of the guy. I just know what he's meant to the sport. He's so good for the sport. He's great for us writers. He's great for MMA media. He's great for the fans. He's great for the UFC. And again, you know, it's a highly subjective list, guys, and I would definitely accept an argument as to why John Jones should be number one. But for me, I had to go with Conor McGregor just because I do think he meant more to the sport than any other fighter. So that's my list. You can go check it out at bjpenn.com. Again, you know, some people agree with the list, some people don't, but I'm okay with that because it's a highly subjective list. And I'm sure there's fighters on there that I forgot. Like I said, there's a lot of honorable mentions here. I'll just name some of the guys I had on the honorable mention list. Holloway, Diaz, Ferguson, Alvarez, Cerrone, Bisping, Edgar, RDA, Miocic, Kane. Like, there's a few other guys there too from Bellator as well. And also like Joanna, Lawler. So there's a lot of fighters that could have been on this list, but that was my top 10. Okay, I just want to get out of here soon because obviously it's Christmas, but there are a few fight announcements I want to get to. And Uriah Hall versus Ronaldo Jacare Souza. That'll be the number one fight I'll talk about here quickly. Uriah Hall, he's coming off back-to-back wins over Antonio Carlos Jr. Bavon Lewis. He's looked really good as of late. And he will be taking on Ronaldo Jacare Souza in a middleweight bout at UFC 249. So Jacare dropping back down to middleweight after a loss to Jan Błachowicz by split decision in his light heavyweight debut. He has lost three of his last four fights, but I still consider him a very dangerous guy. Very interesting fight here. Uriah's looked really good, and Jacare is a little bit older at age 40 now. But Uriah's 35, so don't forget about that. I think right at this point, you probably have to favor Uriah, but he is an inconsistent guy, so don't get me wrong. I think Souza has a great chance to win this fight. I just think you kind of have to favor Uriah Hall at this point in time. Next up, Sean O'Malley will be returning to the cage. So finally, it has been a long time since we've seen Sugar Sean perform. He actually hasn't fought since March 2018. So it'll be about 2 years because he's coming back at UFC 247 in February, and he'll be taking on Jose Alberto Quinones. This looks like a mismatch. It's a fight designed to get Sugar Sean a win. Sugar Sean 10-0, including a 2-0 record in the UFC, beat Terry Weir, Andre Sukumta. Looked like a superstar, but the you saw this stuff really kept him out of the limelight for a while. But he's still only 25, so he's very young. Takes on Jose Quinones here, who is actually 8-3 in his career, including a 5-2 record in the UFC. He's a good little gatekeeper at bantamweight, but I just think this is an easy fight for Sean O'Malley. He should be able to really style on this guy, and I would assume either gets a knockout win or at the very least a very dominant decision. And next up, the last fight I want to talk about here, Sean Brady against Ismael Nardiev. You don't see too many prospect first prospect fights, but I do like this matchup. Sean Brady, 11-0 in his career, beat Courtney Green in his UFC debut. Nice win for him. So again, undefeated. Takes on Nardiev, 19-3. And he's 2-1 in his UFC career. Beat Michelle Prezeris and Ciara Bahadur-Zadar and lost the chance for encounter. Another close fight, but I think you kind of got a lead towards Sean Brady right now. Undefeated, he's got that momentum. He's got that confidence. But for sure, Nardiev has a good chance. So that's it as far as fight announcements go. I'm sure they're going to announce more fights. Even though it's Christmas, they're always announcing fights. So guys, like I said at the beginning of the show, I really appreciate everyone tuning in to the podcast and supporting it. And I hope you guys have an amazing Christmas. I've had a great Christmas so far. I can't wait for Christmas dinner. I'm so excited for that. We do pretty big in the Martin household. Turkey, all that stuff, stuffing. Can't wait. It's going to be a great day, guys. But again, I had to do the podcast. So top 10 fighter of the list decade. Give me your comments about it. You can shoot me a tweet at MM Adam Martin. If you want, you can email me and give me your top 10 list, adam_martin13@hotmail.com, or even leave a comment here. I do check them out. So guys, once again, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. Have an amazing Christmas day. Hope you guys have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.